Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Brought to you right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network by the World Boxing Association and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, today is our special one-hour edition right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and live worldwide on the cable radio network as well. This is 1 hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, of course, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll split the show in half today. We'll show some videos. We've got a video show going on right now at facebook.com/ringtalk. You go to the Ustream button, hit the Ustream button. You can watch the show live here from the studio. I will be plugging in some fight clips a little bit later in today's show. We'll plug in an MMA fight clip. We'll plug in a couple of boxing fight clips. So it's going to be an exciting show. I'm glad you're here for this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In case you didn't know, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. Last night, guess what? James Toney was the winner over Bobby Gunn. Remember Bobby Gunn, the first bare-knuckle champion of boxing in over 100 years? Yeah, we got his tail handed to him by a 43-year-old man that weighed 248 pounds last night. I don't know what's going on with Bobby Gunn, but I think as far as the world of bare-knuckle boxing is concerned, it's dead here in the United States. It died last night with Bobby Gunn. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, to our open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This family is at home. but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, this first half hour will be boxing. The second half hour, we'll check into the world of mixed martial arts. We'll talk about the Ultimate Fighter this past Friday night in FX Cable. Lots of stuff to talk about in the world of MMA today, folks. And of course, we'll also touch on WrestleMania, which took place last week. A record pay-per-view and a record gate as far as the world wrestling entertainment was concerned. Speaking of WWE, I want to say hello to 3WE, our listeners in Atlanta, Georgia, at 1100 a.m. And I also want to mention our listeners in Memphis, Tennessee, and, of course, down there in Houston. Say hello to my buddy Bob Spagnola, listening down there in Houston, Texas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You know, there's been a lot of smack lately been talked by Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Of course, he is the son of the legendary Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. Duh. Anyway, Chavez Sr., of course, a fighter that won championships at 126, 130, 135, 140. You know, I wasn't all that high on him. I thought he lost to Dwight Pratchett. I thought he possibly lost twice to Frankie Randall. Officially, he lost once. The second fight, he sort of pulled a no mas and ran away. And the WBC, or the World Boxing Circus, the world of bunko and chicanery, whichever you want to call it, of course, it's run by Jose Silly Man Suleiman. They denied Randall a third fight. So Chavez never got in the ring with Randall again until Randall was like 55 years old. And at that point in time, there was no fight left in him. Anyway, the bottom line is we've seen some bad things regarding the Chavezes and the WBC. And, of course, they took the World Middleweight Championship away from Sergio Martinez and declared him the silver champion. And now the recognized world champion of the World Boxing Council is undefeated Julio Cesar Chavez. Now, I believe he's like 43-0 or 45-0, but, you know, the bottom line is, what has he really done? I mean, he hasn't really done a whole lot. He's fought guys that have been marginal fighters. He's beaten guys where he's outweighed them by 20 pounds and things like that. You know, so what has he really done? I mean, I look at him and I think he's a marginal fighter. I think he's a fighter that's got some power. I think he's a fighter that's got good connections, but he's not a great fighter. You want to see a great fighter? We'll roll with a great fighter right now. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We are watching the Paul Williams, of course, Sergio Martinez knockout right here on Facebook, facebook.com/ringtalk. And, of course, hit the Ustream button. And for some reason, the live audio didn't go off again. Don't ask me why, but I thought we ironed this problem out yesterday. But for some reason, it is not working as I speak. So I'm a little bit disillusioned with that. Well, I tell you what, we will try one more time. Let's go with the Hagler Hearns video. Ready to go, Scott? Hit it. We're looking at Marvin Hagler. Of course, Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns, April 1985. It was a great fight, no question about that. Hearns comes out to ring center throwing his blows. I mean, he's ready to go. He's tall, he's lanky, he's got the height and the reach on Hagler. Hagler coming in his traditional blue trunks. Marvin Hagler, of course, he world middleweight champion out of Brockton, Massachusetts. Thomas the Hitman Hearns. You know, I mean, you can't take anything away from Tommy, a champion at 154, a champion at 160, champion at 147. Of course, losing that World Welterweight Championship September of 1981 against Sugar Ray Leonard. But here you see him in the first round against Marvin Hagler, considered maybe the greatest round in middleweight history. I mean, it was in a tremendous round, no question about that. These guys, they really, really hooked it up. And they're going back and forth right now. And Hearns, of course, had a massage before the fight. And Emmanuel Stewart blames that for the fact that his legs sort of seemed to go in about the second or third round. Of course, the fight only went three rounds. We're watching the first round right now here on ringtalk.com. Of course, you can check it out at facebook.com/ringtalk and hit the Ustream live button. But Hearns is effectively moving around the ring. He's hurt Hagler once or twice now with the right hand. And of course, Hearns probably had the most powerful right hand in boxing for a long time. Ask Roberto Duran about that. The June 1984 fight when, of course, Hearns knocked out Duran with one punch. I mean, it was the most devastating punch I've ever seen thrown in boxing. No question about that. But Tommy Hearns dancing around, doing his thing, trying to use his height and reach to his advantage. Marvin Hagler now has got a cut on his head, a cut on his forehead. There's blood streaming from the forehead of Marvin Hagler. We don't know why, how that occurred. And a lot of people thought it was a punch, but I didn't think it was a punch. I thought it was maybe a butt. But the bottom line is I never saw their heads come together. I mean, that's how bad Marvin was bleeding. So there was a sense of desperation here in the very first round with Marvin Hagler. In fact, if you look at the referee, it's a young Richard Steele. Man, is Richard Steele changing in 30 years? Wow, what a difference he has made as far as his aging is concerned. But he's young here. This is 1985. As I said, tax day, 1985, April 15th. Hagler and Hearns going back and forth. They're in the corner now. Hagler's trying to rough Hearns up against the ropes. This is what Hagler should have done against Sugar Ray Leonard 2 years later. Of course, when they fought in, I think, April 7th of 1987, the bottom line is Hagler tried to outbox Ray Leonard, and why he would try to do that is just beyond me. I mean, he's a far superior athlete as far as strength and upper body strength and punching power is concerned, so it just absolutely blows my mind that this would take place, that Marvin Hagler would try to outbox Ray Leonard. But here he is trying to slug it out with Thomas the Hitman Hearns, and he's doing a pretty good job of it now. See, Hearns has been hurt a couple times here in this first round, but Hearns keeps coming back. Right hand leads. That ends the very first round, probably the greatest round in middleweight history, no question about that, folks. I mean, you don't get much better than that first round between Marvin Hagler and Thomas the Hitman Hearns. Of course, Hearns, a loser, a TKO in three. It looked like he had been dropped out of an airplane and survived when he lost that fight. Of course, that was one of the biggest losses of his career. But he went on to win a light heavyweight championship. He went on to win, I believe, a cruiserweight championship. So he won a lot of titles. There's no doubt about it. And he was probably one of the greatest fighters of all time. But people say he had a bad chin. And I don't think he had a bad chin. I think he fought some great fighters. I think he got hit on the button a few times. I mean, Iran Barkley beat him twice, knocked him out the first time in the third round at the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel. I believe that was in June of 1988. I was sitting there in the second row, and I couldn't believe the noise I was hearing coming from Barkley as Hearns was ripping him to the body. He was going, You can just hear him like wailing, you know, left and right. It was nasty. I couldn't believe it. And then what happens? Barkley comes up with a one right hand. Hearns gets flattened. Boom. All of a sudden, Iran Barkley is the world middleweight champion. Of course, Barkley went on in his next fight after having surgery over his eyes to remove those lead particles. Of course, there were some lead particles. There used to be something called Moncel solution. And if you remember back to the days of Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston, their first fighter, Cassius Clay and Sonny Liston, their first fight in 1964, when Ali got that liniment in his eyes, and of course he couldn't see for a round, I think it was the fourth round, he had problems seeing, and Angelo Dundee just told him to go out there and run. What happened was that Sonny Liston had this Moncel solution put on his cuts over his eyes. Well, some people suspect that the Sonny's corner put the Moncel solution on his gloves, and that's how it got into Cassius Clay's eyes. But Moncel solution, yeah, it stops cuts, but it has a metallic base to it, and it leaves little lead particles in your little cuts. So even though the Moncel solution works for the minute, it sort of burns the cut together and burns it closed. But then again, you've got these metal particles underneath your skin. So Iran Barkley had to undergo all the surgery after that June 1988 fight with Thomas the Hitman Hearns. Of course, he would next fight Roberto Duran in February of 1989 in one of the greater fights of Roberto's career, of course, knocking Barkley down with a four-punch combination, probably the greatest combination ever thrown in boxing history, one of the great ones. And Duran's thrown a lot of great combinations, but that was probably one of the greater combinations without a doubt. I mean, a four-punch combination, boom, 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 and down went Barkley. And Barkley didn't go down easily. Of course, Barkley, the biggest middleweight I had ever seen in my life, when I first met him, this cracked me up. When I first met him, I said, "Iran, my name is Pedro Fernandez." He goes, "Although my name is Iran, I never did." And he never did. He never ran from anybody, folks. And he fought from heavyweight, middleweight to heavyweight. He was the biggest middleweight I had ever seen in my life. And the fact that Duran was given that decision over him that day in February of 1989. And I remember getting to that fight the very day of the fight. I had to travel through a snowstorm. I flew into Philadelphia, and it was snowing, and there was no way to get from Philadelphia to Atlantic City on the Atlantic City Expressway. I mean, it was just closed down unless you had a four-wheel drive vehicle. So what I did was I went around to all the different car rental agencies, and I found a place that had a four-wheel drive vehicle for rent, and I used that, and I drove down the Atlantic City Expressway, and I made it to Atlantic City about 2 hours before the fight. I'm sitting there with Mike Trainer, who was Sugar Ray Leonard's advisor, of course, his lawyer, the Washington, D.C.-based attorney that sort of skippered. He took Leonard under his wing after Leonard won the 1976 Olympic gold medal. He made Leonard a multi-millionaire. I mean, he put together some of the best deals in boxing history. So Mike Trainer and I are talking. He's saying, you know, I don't think Duran has much of a chance here today and blah, blah, blah. So we're sitting together for the fight. Trainer and I were back and forth and we're talking and, you know, Duran's doing better than we thought and Duran's doing better than he thought. And all of a sudden, Duran comes up with that 11th round four-punch knockdown. And Trainer says to me, "They're going to give the Duran fight, but I think they're giving the old man a bit of a gift. I think that Iran Barkley won more rounds than did Roberto Duran." But at the end of the day, Roberto Duran was the winner and the new world middleweight champion. Of course, he would go on later in 1989 to have that third fight with Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, that was at the Mirage Hotel. I think that was November or December of that year, and it was cold outside. It was like 35 degrees, and they had this fight at night outdoors at the Mirage Hotel. It was the grand opening of the Mirage Hotel. Of course, Steve Wynn wanted to have this fight. He wanted to put it on, and he put it on outside. And I've never been so cold at a fight in my entire life, except for the one time that I fought at the Concord Pavilion, I think in 1983 or 84, it was like 36 degrees out. And I remember getting all warmed up in the dressing room and coming out and like just drying up. Like all the sweat just came off me. And we fought Dennis. I think I fought Dennis Crabtree for the championship that night and beat him. But the bottom line is that was the coldest night I had ever attended an outdoor professional boxing match. And Roberto Duran didn't even bother to show up. Ray Leonard showed up. He boxed 12 rounds. Duran didn't, lost the fight, like 11 rounds to one. At the end of the day, Duran had one win over Sugar Ray Leonard. That was in June of 1980. Of course, he lost the No Mas fight in November of 1980. And then again, they would clash 9 years later in December of 1989 with Ray winning 11 to 1 as far as rounds were concerned in that fight at the Mirage Hotel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Steve is on lead there for the Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. In just a few minutes, we'll switch to MMA, of course. Talk about the Ultimate Fighter. Big wins for Team Faber on Friday night. Of course, that airs on FX cable, not Fox. FX cable. People are confused. Fox cable is one thing. FX cable is another thing. Fox is a major network. Fox is one that shows the NFL and shows different UFC events, 3 or 4 a year. But the bottom line is FX cable, of course, is the new home of the Ultimate Fighter. And it was an outstanding fight Friday night, of course, on FX. In fact, the next card will be on the 13th at 10 p.m. Eastern time. You know, when you think about certain fights, I mean, there's no doubt about it. When you think about certain fights, you got to look at this one fight that I'm starting to run the clip of right now. I'm talking about Sergio Martinez and Paul Williams. I mean, if ever there was a fight that ended in the most, how can I put it, spectacular knockout in boxing history, it was this one. Bob, boom, lights out, there goes Williams. Williams goes down. So this is why I don't think that Williams has a chance when it comes to fighting Julio Cesar Chavez. I mean, I don't think Chavez has a chance when it comes to fighting Sergio Martinez. He just doesn't. Williams is done. Williams is done as a fighter. Of course, he lost to Arizona, Landa, Lara. I mean, he's just totally done. There's no question about it. As you can see from the clip there, the king, the world middleweight champion, Sergio Martinez, of course. Julio Cesar Chavez will fight on June the 16th against Andy Lee, of course, a once-beaten young man from Europe. And Andy Lee did avenge that one loss to Brandon Vera. He came back and ended up winning, of course, a 10-round unanimous nod. Now he's in line for this WBC title shot with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. And Chavez Jr., there was some video shown on the web. Basically, I think FightNews.com ran the video and showed him working out. And it showed him to be very lazy and very predictable. And Andy Lee said so, too, because, you know, when you practice fighting, you have to practice fighting like you're fighting. In other words, you don't throw a couple of punches and drop your hands when you're hitting the pads. You keep them up all the time because what you do under stress is what you do when you practice. That's what training's all about. When they trained you as a police officer to return gunfire during a gunfight, okay, this is the way it was done. That was just the way it was done. I mean, there was no doubt about it. I mean, you know, you reacted to your training. So if you're training and throwing two or three punches and then dropping your hands and throwing two or three punches and dropping your hands and throwing three or four punches and walking away and taking deep breaths, this and that, that is the way you are going to fight. And that is the way Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is going to fight. Against Andy Lee, Andy Lee is going to be a small guy. Andy Lee says the size difference won't be that much. He thinks he'll be up there as far as weight's concerned with Julio Cesar Chavez, who usually weighs in probably about 180, 181 pounds. But the bottom line is I don't think Andy Lee's got much of a chance here. I think that they're picking Andy Lee on purpose to set up the September fight with Sergio Martinez. Now, all the while, Chavez is saying he's going to smoke Martinez like a blunt, this and that, and it just ain't going to happen. Okay, it's just not going to happen. Sergio Martinez is one of the better fighters pound for pound in the world. I mean, the knockout of Paul Williams, beating up Kelly Pavlik. I mean, he's done some terrific things as a professional fighter. He's only lost twice, once to Antonio Margarito a long, 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 long time ago. And then, you know, I mean, he's just not a fighter I don't think is going to lose in the near future, although he is 38 years old. And when you're 38 years old, anything can happen. And I mean anything can happen. Fighters can get old overnight. That's why I think that, you know, this 46-year-old Bernard Hopkins is going to take on Chad Dawson later this month. I don't think he's got much of a shot there. I really don't. I think if bad Chad brings it and he fights like a young man, then he'll beat Bernard Hopkins. In fact, I think Hopkins pulled an Emmy Award-winning acting performance the last time when he sort of bowed out, said he got knocked out of the ring or his shoulder got hurt or something, dislocated this, dislocated that, you know, the hyperextended this. Look, he's been hyperextending stuff for years now. He hyperextended his career as far as I'm concerned. He's been done as a fighter for a long time. I mean, it was many, many years ago he was the world middleweight champion. Of course, then he went up to 168. He lost to Joe Calzaghe. I mean, there was no doubt about it. He lost to Calzaghe. He got busted up along the way. You know, he's not the great fighter that he once was. And not that he ever really was a great fighter. I think that he was a good fighter that fought in a sort of so-so era. I mean, had he fought guys like Benny Briscoe and you talk about, you know, fringe middleweight contenders from the 70s, Benny Briscoe, people like that, I think he might have had his hands full. Had he fought the late Carlos Monzon, he would have got beat. I mean, the mere fact that had he fought Marvin Hagler, he would have got beat. I think Marvin would have imposed his will on Bernard Hopkins. Hopkins is slick. There's no question about it. He's going to use every trick in the book to try to beat Chad Dawson as far as being slick is concerned. But being slick doesn't win you fights. It just doesn't. It isn't enough. It is not enough to overcome youth and power. And I think youth and power is in the hands of the southpaw Chad Dawson that rails out of Connecticut. If he doesn't win this fight, his legacy will be much like Michael Moore. Michael Moore lost the world heavyweight championship after beating George Foreman like a bongo drum for like 7 or 8 rounds, and then boom, one shot, one uppercut, and it was lights out for Michael Moore. And Michael Moore has had to try to live that down for the rest of his life. I mean, that'll be his legacy. That's what will be cemented in history as far as his time capsule is concerned, the fact that he was knocked out by, you know, George Foreman. Well, if Chad Dawson gets beat by Bernard Hopkins, that'll be his legacy. The fact that he lost to a guy that was 46 years old, almost 47 years old. Should there be an age limit on guys boxing? I think there should. I really do. I think the guys that, you know, like although Hopkins is the exception to the rule, and I think he takes a little bit more than vitamins, but I think he is the exception to the rule. And Foreman, of course, was the exception to the rule. But after that fight with Michael Moore, Foreman didn't win after that. He lost to Axel Schultz, even though he got the decision there. And, of course, he had to his promoter, Bob Arum, bribed Bob Lee to the tune of $150,000, of course, which I expose as part of a U.S. Justice Department sting in which the Justice Department got Bob Arum to sign an affidavit admitting that he bribed Bob Lee to the tune of $150,000. And, of course, so did Cedric Kushner. Cedric Kushner was a promoter at the time. They were calling him the fat man during these sting tapes, these FBI tapes, and course, the TV camera was logged into the hotel room TV set. And they called Fuzzy Wuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy was Don King. But guess what? Bob Arum was the only guy that admitted that he bribed Bob Lee, and he did so in order to try to run Don King and Cedric Kushner out of business, okay? Guess what? Flip side, he was the one that ended up getting fined. He was put on probation, this and that. He probably should have went to jail. You know, it's like this. If you're going to put the prostitute in jail, put the trick in jail as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Coming up, MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday nights at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted. He's covered. And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist.
Cain Velasquez winning the heavyweight title, of course, and then losing it to Junior Dos Santos last November. Speaking of heavyweight titles, May 19th at the HP Pavilion on Showtime, of course, Daniel Cormier is going to take on Josh Barnett. Should be figured to be one hell of a fight. I mean, no doubt about it. Josh Barnett was in the studio this week. We did an interview with him, of course. He talked very much so about the fact that he thinks he could beat Daniel Cormier. You know, and I saw, in fact, I'm going to roll some video of Josh Barnett's last fight. Barnett, of course, good-looking fighter, no question about that. He's taking on Sergio Carmenetive here. Carmenetive, a very good puncher. Barnett starts out on the he starts out standing up. I mean, he's on the stand up, no question about that. I mean, he's this good stand up fighter, but once he takes you down, if he takes you down, he can't. Good right hand there, Barnett. By Barnett, a right hand lead. He follows with an inside kick to the leg. Okay, now you're watching Barnett and Sergio go back and forth there. And Sergio's a hell of a puncher. Sergio's one hell of a puncher. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If Sergio can get you on the chin, he will knock you out. I mean, he really will. He'll knock you out. But if he can't get you on the chin, he ain't going to knock you out. Barnett finally gets him on the ground. He's got a good mount standing over, laying over Sergio. Sergio, now I guess he's going to go for the ground and the pound, because this is what Josh Barnett, he uses his elbows, his forearms. I mean, he gets his hands loose, and instead of going for the submission, he'll just beat you until you can't walk anymore. I mean, he just keeps pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding. And this fight didn't go but about another 2.5-3 minutes. The bottom line is, at the end of the fight, of course, Josh Barnett was a winner, a KO and one. But as far as Josh Barnett and Daniel Cormier is concerned, of course, that fight's going to go down May 19th on Showtime. I think that, you know, Josh Barnett's going to win. I think Josh Barnett is probably one of the top three or four heavyweights in the world as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. I mean, when you look at the heavyweight division, I talked about it before, you've got Cain Velasquez, who you just, you know, you just heard beat Brock Lesnar. Speaking of Brock Lesnar, just signed a $5 million deal with the World Wrestling Entertainment people, the Vince McMahon people, and I think he's going to do a few fights here and there. He's going to get paid a lot of money in order to come back to the World Wrestling Entertainment world. And of course, I guess that's where he belongs, because, you know, he never really took a good shot as an MMA fighter. He turned his back a couple times. You know, he sort of ran from Cain Velasquez. He ran from the guy that he fought prior to that. I can't remember his name right now, but he ran from a couple of guys. And if you're 265 pounds or 285 pounds, what he weighed when he actually got into the octagon. The octagon, of course, is that cage, that octagon-shaped cage in which they battle, in the UFC. But when you get into the octagon, you outweigh a guy by 35 or 40 pounds, okay, and he hits you, and you turn around and you run away from him, I just don't know. So, you know, there was questions about his heart, questions about his ability to take a punch, questions about his wanting to take a punch, okay? And then, of course, you know, he lost to Cain, no question about that. He lost to Frank Mir. He came back and beat Frank Mir. And then, of course, he lost December 31st or December 30th of last year, the last UFC card of 2011, to Alistair Overeem. And, of course, Overeem just smoked him real quick, like quick style, like a blunt. Anyway, speaking of Overeem, he tested positive for a high level of testosterone in his body. I think it was like 10.1 or 10.2. And the Nevada State Athletic Commission is willing to say that anything over 4 is illegal. So it looks like his fight with Junior Dos Santos might be on the ropes now. He might be able to get that T level down some and have another drug check. But the bottom line is, he has been using some type of steroids. And, of course, it wasn't actually close to a fight. This was a surprise type of drug test. Everybody else who took the drug test that day, I think 4 fighters took it. All the other 3 passed it without question. But, you know, Alistair Overeem, it's always been rumored that he's been on steroids. It's sort of been sort of like the Chris Cyborg Santos. She's a chick, not a guy. But she looks like a guy. And, of course, she beat Gina Carano. And, you know, everybody thought for years that Cyborg Santos was on steroids. I mean, there was no doubt about it in anybody's mind. If you looked at her, there was no way a woman could be built like this, okay? And then about 2 months ago, she tested positive for steroids here in California. Now, when you test positive for steroids, the reason why you test positive for steroids is you didn't do a good job in cleansing the system. These guys have got these guys and these girls. And, of course, you know, jiu-jitsu down in Brazil, there's been some guys from Brazil that have been into steroids, and there's been Mexican steroids, there's been European steroids. I think the Russians were the ones that actually started the steroid craze back in the days of the Iron Curtain, of course, in the 1960s with Olympic weightlifters. I mean, they had women, Olympic weightlifters that looked like they needed to shave about 11:30, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, not even a 5 o'clock shadow. We're talking like an 11 a.m. shadow. So they had some monstrous-looking women in the weightlifting competition, and that's where the steroid factor really began in sports, in organized sports. That was in the 60s in the Olympics, of course. And then it spread to Germany. Germany got big on steroids, and there were some steroid experts out of Germany. Where steroids really didn't prevail and really didn't come into play was in Asia. And it came into play in Asia in the last 5 to 6 years. Some of your athletes you've seen from Asia have been built up beyond normalcy. I would say that Manny Pacquiao was one of those guys that's, you know, been suspected of taking steroids, anabolic steroids, insulin, EPO. I can go on and on, but he's been accused of everything, and he's never been proven to have taken anything. But I think if you look at the total picture, the big picture, the fact that he moved from 107 to 147 pounds or to 150 pounds and didn't gain an ounce of fat, that to me is just a little bit suspect. I'm sorry, but it just is. It's a little bit suspect. But steroids, it's a thing that's going to be in the world of sports forever. There's no doubt about it. Everybody's looking for an advantage. And I thought to myself the other day, you know, if I was still fighting, when I take stuff like EPO, which increases your red blood cell count in your bloodstream to like 40, 45%, when I take that, would I take would I take steroids? I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I know that at the tail end of Roberto Duran's career, there was some discussion on us giving Roberto some nutritional supplements. Hector Martinez and I discussed that as co-manager at the time. We discussed things like that, but we dismissed it immediately. But the bottom line is, you know, if you can get an advantage in fighting somehow and you think that the other guy's already taken it and the other guy's got the advantage, so if you don't take it, you're on an unlevel playing field and he's got the edge over you, I guess that sort of makes you want to take it. You hear what I'm saying? So would I have taken steroids or EPO during the time that I was fighting? I don't know. That's sort of questionable. The Ultimate Fighter, live episode 5. They called it The Miserable Feeling, and it aired Friday evening. And Team Faber, of course, Uriah Faber, the California kid out of Sacramento, California, he was a winner. In fact, he scored 2 wins as his Spokane native, Michael Chelsea. Remember him? About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, his father died. And then Dana White ended up releasing him from camp for a while to go back and attend his father's funeral. Well, you know, hey, the kid's still winning. Michael Chiesa hasn't been beaten yet. He defeated Tucson's Jeremy Larson by unanimous nod. And that was the first fight, of course, since the loss of his father a few weeks ago. And he really wants to win this championship in honor of his father, you know, to fulfill his father's dream and become the next Ultimate Fighter. Because if you win the Ultimate Fighter Championship, I think you get like $150,000 plus you get moved right into a UFC contract. So he moves into the quarterfinals with previous winners, James Vick, Justin Lawrence, who I think is the favorite, and Al La Quinta. You know, with the win now, Team Faber is selected the next fight, and they'll pit Joe Proctor against Chris Tickle. That'll be on April 6th, April 13th. That'll be episode 6 at 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 p.m. Pacific time on FX. And I have to tell you that The Ultimate Fighter Live is much better than The Ultimate Fighter on tape. Because The Ultimate Fighter on tape, there are always rumors going around, you know, because they would tape these fights in advance. They put them in the can as far as Spike TV was concerned. And you never really know what the rumors were. You heard the rumors that this guy was winning, that that guy was winning. And it was sort of like the Contender TV show a few years ago when NBC did that on boxing. Their first year, of course, Sergio Mora winning that million-dollar purse, of course, in the Contender Championship, and Sylvester Stallone was involved, Sly Stallone. In fact, I had him on the show. If you remember, I didn't have too much respect for Sylvester Stallone after that interview I did with him in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. I just thought he was a big stuck-up guy. I really did. And talk about a guy that used steroids. I mean, he admits it. He had human growth hormone in his suitcase when he tried to travel to Australia. In fact, I think he paid a fine down there for having that. So he's taking anabolic steroids. He's taking EPO. He's taking human growth hormone. And people tried to tell me that HGH is a key to rolling back the clock as far as physically is concerned. Okay. In other words, you know, you can be 10 years younger, or today's 50 could be yesterday's today's 50 could be yesterday's 40 and things like that. And you can roll back the clock 10 or 15 years. I think Hulk Hogan has displayed that to an extent, although he's getting old as I speak. But, you know, when you look at the case of Eddie Guerrero, remember him? The former World Wrestling Entertainment champion, of course. You know, he died of a heart attack. It was related to steroids, but when they did the autopsy on him, all of his organs were enlarged. His liver, his spleen, I mean, his kidneys were all enlarged, and they were enlarged from the use of this human growth hormone. So I don't think that HGH is really the answer. And if Sylvester Stallone wants to roll the dice and take the HGH, that's on him. But the bottom line is, I don't know. And then back to whether I would take this stuff if I was still fighting, probably I'm sort of wavering back and forth there, but I'm probably saying I wouldn't. I probably, you know, I feel pretty talented in what I can do and what I did in winning 7 amateur championships, 4 Golden Glove championships, having gone undefeated in the Golden Gloves for almost 4 years. I won 3 straight titles and lost the 4th year. But the bottom line is, you know, I came back. I ended up winning a 4th championship. The record was 5, and that was held by Mark Breland. Of course, Mark Breland, the best amateur boxer ever, possibly, statistically, in the U.S. of A. Of course, he went on to become a welterweight champion of the WBA as a professional, but really didn't pan out as a pro. Got knocked out by Jorge Vaca. I think Marlon Starling beat him up pretty good as well. But the bottom line is, you know, Mark never materialized into the fighter that he was as an amateur. But as an amateur, he had won 5 Golden Glove championships in New York City, and my goal was to win 5 Golden Glove championships here in Northern California. Well, they burned me out of a couple of them. There was a couple of them I probably should have won, so I probably should have had 6. If I look back on it, it was a couple of fights, especially in 87, I believe, when I fought. Listen, 87, I had this guy down. I mean, down. I mean, like, and they took, like, forever for him to count. I couldn't, like, it's like 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. And I figured, what the hell is going on here? And anyway, but the bottom line is, he gets up. I run across the ring. He hits me with a right hand, and he buckles me a little bit. And the referee jumps in and stops the fight, which causes a riot at the San Francisco Civic Auditorium. A riot ensued. And, you know, I was a little upset, and you can't blame me for being so. I mean, I wasn't down. The other guy was down. And that's, I guess that's just boxing. But that ruined a chance at a 5th championship because I was ahead in that fight, and I was going to win that fight, and he stopped it like that. It was one of the most abrupt stoppages I had ever seen, I had ever been involved in, any fight I was involved in anyway. But some bitter memories on my amateur career. And a lot of people think that, you know, that I had a great, great career, and I should be happy for the 7 amateur titles that I won. But I'm telling you, man, I really wanted that 5th Golden Glove title on that record. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This is live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to say hello to the troops on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, and, of course, live worldwide on the Internet at Facebook.com/ringtalk. What it wants, respect comes to you, and you can hold.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You go to work, work hard all day. At the end of
one of my favorite Tower Power songs, As Simple As That. Speaking of As Simple As That, tonight, Sunday nights, don't forget, The Ultimate Fighter Brazil, 9 p.m. Pacific Time, midnight Eastern Time on UFC.tv. And the fight before the fight, John Jones versus Rashad Evans on Ultimate Insider. It'll be Tuesday night, 10:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Pacific Time on Fuel TV. And, of course, UFC 146 coming to Atlanta, GA. You people on 3WE, 1100 AM. Don't forget, this fight's coming to your town. It should be the best fight of the year as far as MMA is concerned. I mean, John Jones, a once-beaten current light heavyweight champion of the world, John Bones Jones, one of the best fighters in the world, no question about it, if not the best. And if there weren't so many different ways to lose in the world of MMA, I would say he'd be unbeaten for a long time. But, you know, you can lose in a manner. You can lose by choke, you lose a submission, you lose by knockout, you can lose by decision. I mean, there's just so many ways you can lose an MMA fight. Anyway, John Jones and Rashad Evans, they're hooking it up, of course, April 21st in Atlanta, GA. Tickets are available. Go to UFC.com. And don't forget tonight on UFC.tv at midnight Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Pacific Time, The Ultimate Fighter live from Brazil. That's right, Ultimate Fighter Brazil, the episode's live tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Time. That's midnight Eastern Time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. I thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, we're here each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, don't forget, it is. If it's milk toast you want, you don't listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, each Saturday, 11 a.m. right here on the Sports Byline Network.